Good evening. It's been a minute. It's been a little difficult to be on the air. I've been looking to find, to pinpoint something specific out and understand what was blocking me or stopping me from it. And I realized that I've had so many experiences over the last few weeks that were so profound that I couldn't find my words. And for me to deviate from what I've experienced and go into something simple was just hard. It just wasn't there. It couldn't happen. And I chose not to speak because otherwise I would have perhaps say things that seem so big, because our lives are big. Our lives are as big as we want them to be. Our lives are as big as we create them to be. Our lives are as big as our fears are. So what is stopping you when you want to do something that gives you fulfillment? Something you love. What stops you from doing that or going after it? I find that the longer we wait to be ourselves, truly to listen to ourselves, the longer we wait, it seems that there is a lesson that was needed at that exact time. It's not that you are ready before that time. And that's acceptance, that everything that came before it was there to prepare you for what's happening right now, and to be grateful and to acknowledge that you have created this. When you really look at your life and see that you have created everything that is showing up in your hologram, you are the artist of it. You are the creator, the good, the bad, the ugly, the stuff that you don't like. Nobody else has done it for you. Nobody else can live for you. Therefore, it is only your perspective that is there. How do you look at your life? How do you see yourself? Do you feel empowered? Do you feel that you victimize yourself? What is it that would empower you if you're not empowered? Ask yourself that question. Because when you realize that you govern yourself, that's a huge responsibility towards yourself. Not as in, oh my God, I'm responsible. Let's just, you know, it's going to be such a burden to have that. No, but responsibility as in, how do you want to create your life to experience the most fulfillment of love creation? And in harmony with the universe around you. Because when we operate in harmony, we have we've raised our frequency. We operate at a different level. You know how the musical notes have a different keynote? A different frequency. Well, the same way, when we speak, we create. And what we create when we say harmony. Harmony has the frequency of harmony. And the frequency of harmony is higher than the frequency of grief or sadness. So you can't experience really an elevated emotion if you continue to hang out in the lower vibrational frequencies. And this is not to make you wrong, but this is to make you be present to knowing that when you are hanging out in those frequencies of self-defeat, where you make yourself wrong, where you judge yourself, where you point a finger at you and you say, I'm bad, I'm wrong, I did something that was not good. When you're hard on yourself, ask yourself, what if you would be good to yourself? How would that look like? You know how this looks like now, and you keep making yourself wrong, and it's not like you're enjoying it much, right? So what would it be like if you would actually approve of yourself and you would look in the mirror and say, yeah, I'm gonna be a badass and I'm gonna be the best me that I can be. When you look in the mirror, you just approve of yourself. And know that this life that we all live, nobody has it perfect. This is all expression of life in which we all interact with each other to create what we call a reality, which is not much any different than, say, a video game. On a certain level, it is all orchestrated. So why not creating harmony with each other to elevate the frequency of everyone so that we all float on higher realms and we can create bigger things. We, as a sign of our evolution, I think we are experiencing a transition into the higher realms of consciousness. We have access when we meditate, when we trust the being. When you start listening to yourself, knowing that you have a purpose in this life. And if we all support another knowingly or even unknowingly, we experience the oneness, each of us on each level. And we come together as one. And we rejoice and we experience life as splinters when we are separated from one another. So we have so many different experiences of life, a bountiful collection. So to judge someone else for the life that they live, I always like to ask also, what took them there? Why did that happen? to become interested, to care, to experience the humanity of people here. I go into the abstract. It's interesting to see how parts of me still want to hide. The same parts that want to protect me. So it's a part of the brain that has that job to take care of us, to protect us. And so sometimes it's good to really listen to that and distinguish that it is what needs to be done. Allow the protection to happen. And other times, you want to look and see, is this rather maybe a stop, a test that will help you grow to the next level, evolutionary. It's interesting to try to put into words when you see things in a different form of expression. And creation truly happens through expression, right? So creating as we speak is how we create into reality. We create ourselves into our own reality. Yeah, it's just we're not constantly present to it. We sometimes, even if it's just for a few seconds, we go somewhere else in thought, come back. It's very interesting how we can fade in and out of this reality in thought, isn't it? So we are fascinating creatures. I think we still discover who we are as we go. We know very little, and so maybe nothing. So when we bring curiosity to learn about what's the science behind all of this, who am I, right? That gives us, empowers us. It empowers you. I think that's it for tonight. As always, thank you for listening. Until next time, I am the Muse. Good night. Thank you.